You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Pete was very busy on Sunday. Kist, you mentioned it. The Cowboys and Eagles did not play, so we had the day off, so to speak. But the Kansas City Chiefs, on a mission, kind of a personal mission to announce themselves in the site of what will hopefully be Super Bowl 55 down at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida. The Chiefs taking down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 27-24. A bit of a misleading score, I think. Tyreek Hill really stole the headlines, had over 200 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first quarter. No big deal. He's on RG Ochoa's fantasy team. That's right. That's me. Pete, your takeaways from the latest Chiefs conquest.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs obviously are coming off the Super Bowl win. So automatically it turns into the next year's Super Bowl or bust. And I think there are only a couple games on your schedule each year where you identify before the season, these are Super Bowl contenders that we're going to play. The Chiefs already beat the Baltimore Ravens on what was Monday Night Football. This was the next one, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They do have a matchup with the Saints in 3 weeks. But I think what you learned is that the Chiefs are simply a better football team than even a lot of the Super Bowl contenders. Someone was asking me last night, who could beat the Chiefs right now? And following this Bucs game, I really feel that the Steelers, of course, will give you pause, and maybe the New Orleans Saints. But you have a game here where the Bucs have a pretty good defense, and Tyreek Hill has 203 yards in the first quarter. Someone tweeted out that was more than any receiver in a game this year. And he was on pace for 800 yards in the game. Ridiculous. Yeah, you were right about the score. The Chiefs go out and they take a 20-7 lead. If you're complaining, there were some missed opportunities early where there was a sack fumble, which was a 14-point swing. Maybe the Chiefs weren't as aggressive as they wanted to be. Mecole Hardman would have had an 89-yard touchdown, which actually might have given Patrick Mahomes the single-game record for passing. He had 462 yards in this game. I thought the defense played a little bit better. Patrick Mahomes, if you're watching from a Chiefs diehard perspective, he was on the ground too much. The pass protection needs to be better. You saw Le'Veon Bell playing a little bit more toward the end of the game because Clyde Edwards-Helaire, although he is a talent, is not necessarily the best pass protector right now. The defense took strides, but the offense is so good right now that once again, I think for the second year in a row, the Chiefs' defense is average. They're still going to be a very, very, very challenging team to beat.
Before this week, the Chiefs were in the desert known as Sin City, and I believe the last line I saw had Kansas City by 3.5, so they did fail to cover in that capacity. Kist, you have said many times here on Monday Football Monday, again, the best show that the SB Nation NFL show offers, that it's the Chiefs and then it's everyone else when it comes to the NFL, and I feel like, again, this score a little bit misleading. This game only validated that idea.
Yeah, 100%. The Chiefs had issues putting them away thanks to like a drop touchdown. There was a bunch of penalties being the culprit for that. But overall, I mean, this was domination from the Chiefs. They jumped out right away and jumped all over this Tampa Bay team. Tampa Bay, for their part, trying to figure out what they are week to week. I have no idea.
I mean, it is so clear that they are the second-rate team at best in the NFC South. Some people say, again, nobody here, but some people say that the Yeet of the Week is the most prestigious award that Monday Football Monday offers.
Yes.
I want to offer the inverse of that, the TE of the week. Yes. And that does go to Bruce Arians. I appreciate both of you giving me my props and my kudos for kind of calling out how bit of a fraudulent, the hype was surrounding him. But before this game, during the Sunday news dumps, Adam Schefter puts out source, Bruce Arians was going to draft Patrick Mahomes when he was the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Get the hell out of here. Like, this is why Bruce Arians is a fraud to me. And I don't mean fraud in too aggressive of a way, because he has shown he is a legitimate head coach. But he's not this, like, God mode that everybody makes him out to be. He's this guy that panders to the media. He's cool. He wears the Kangol hat. He curses. And he'll be the one dude, to your point, Pete, to call out Tom Brady. So everybody is, like, mystified by his swagger. It's fraudulent, it's lame, and it's archaic, and I don't like it.
Can I just make one point on that as far as that goes? I hate when general managers and coaches do that. And number one, I really do believe that Bruce Arians loved Patrick Mahomes.
But sure.
If you love him that much, you do not sit there and get poached. You move up to go get him. You didn't love him enough. You didn't want him enough. That's why you don't have them, period.
Lame, lame, lame.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.